Good afternoon, farm news here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. There is a winter storm warning currently in effect until 7 o'clock on Friday across the eastern portions of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. According to the National Weather Service, total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches are in the forecast, with ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch expected. Portions of South Dakota up through central and northern North Dakota are also in a winter storm warning. A winter weather advisory is in effect across much of the remaining portions of the northern plains.
Farmers in northwestern North Dakota were counting the days until spring field work could begin. Dakota Agronomy Partners Lignite location manager Katie Woodbury says this week's snowstorm put an end to that.
We had a lot of acres that were supposed to get done last fall, and with the way the fall worked out, we weren't able to get out there and get things done. So we were looking at getting, we had a couple guys that were thinking about spreading here in the next few days. But then, of course, 6 to 8 inches of snow fell on the ground, and that set us back a while. So we're sitting here waiting for it to get nice.
Woodbury says plans are in place for a crunched planting window.
Our fertilizer plant in Bowbells is sitting nice and full right now. We had a few more cars of AMS come in the other day for and some cars of urea, and we're pretty well full up. We're just kind of waiting to get some things done. We're going to need a lot of in-season product to come in, too, because we didn't get the fall's work done. So getting going is going to be important this year.
The USDA is reassigning beet sugar marketing allocations and adjusting tariff rate quotas to meet a sugar stocks-to-use ratio of at least 13.5% for the 2020 fiscal year. Here's American Sugar Alliance Director of Economics and Policy Analysis, Jack Rowney.
The USDA realized that we need to import more sugar than usual. In a normal year, we import about 25 to 30% of our sugar needs. And this year, that percentage will go higher than that because of the disappointing crop. But what we'll have in overall is a balanced market, and consumers can depend on steady supplies, and producers are already preparing to plant this next crop, and we expect, with more normal weather, we expect U.S. sugar production to rebound in the coming year.
Due to the challenging fall weather, American Crystal Sugar Company is seeing allocation go from more than 2 million short tons raw value to 1.4 million. MINDAC Farmers Cooperative drops from an initial allocation of 391,000 short tons to 316,000. Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative drops from 15,000 short tons to approximately 745,000 short tons raw value. Roney says planted acreage may not be impacted by the 2019 harvest.
USDA a couple days ago came out with their prospective plantings report, so that's their first look at how much sugar beets will be planted in the coming year. And I think, you know, what's upbeat about that is that Minnesota is increasing its beet plantings, or is planning to, by about 3,000 acres, North Dakota by about 2,000 acres. So I think that's a plus. I think as terrible as this past year was for so many of our farmers, I think this is a reflection of farmers' optimism.
The U.S. dairy industry is asking Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to reopen the 2020 dairy margin coverage sign-up. According to the USDA, at the end of March, 48% of U.S. dairies are enrolled in the program. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson says he's also asking the Ag Secretary for help. Peterson says one problem with the current program is that dairy farmers are looking at the futures market to make their decision to purchase coverage.
And if the futures market looks good, then they don't buy coverage. That happened with the old margin protection program as well. So now we have a lot of people that didn't buy coverage because they thought they weren't going to get any money out of the system. Well, now, coronavirus happening, all of a sudden the futures prices don't look so good, and now people want the insurance open back up again so they can sign up, because if they would have signed up in the first place, they'd be getting significant payments, like something like $70,000. It kind of, in a way, undermines the program being an insurance program, turning it into a different kind of program if we allow this.
Peterson says in the future, farmers will have to look at the program differently as an insurance program and a cost of doing business, not based on whether or not they'll get money. Offering the program sign up again does not require the USDA to reopen the farm bill. Peterson says he's also trying to encourage the USDA to allow farmers to make updates to base production for the program. However, the cost of doing that is getting some pushback.
So you've got people that had maybe 2 million pounds of production back during that base period, and now they're up to 5 million pounds, which is the maximum of the program, but they're not allowed to, you know, to increase the base. Now, during the discussion in the Farm Bill, I tried to include this in the program, but it would have cost $1 billion over 10 years, and the Senate was not willing to work with me to come up with $1 billion out of the rest of the program to do this, so it didn't get done. So now we're facing the same thing. If we're going to have this base update, it costs $1 billion. You know, I tried to get that in the CARES bill. Again, the Senate didn't want to do it.
Peterson says the USDA could create a new program allowing dairy farmers to update their base production. This does not require legislation to accomplish.
Not all local dairy farms opted to enroll in the 2020 Dairy Margin Coverage Program. In Minnesota, only about 72% of the dairy operations are enrolled. 54% of North Dakota's dairies are enrolled in the program. And in South Dakota, 67% of the dairies are enrolled. This is according to the latest statistics from the USDA's Farm Service Agency.
The Emergency Feed Transportation Assistance Program funds have been distributed by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. The program had 116 approved applicants that received a total of $250,000. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Corn Belt Marketing market analyst Sam Hudson says if oil prices can recover and stabilize, the grain markets will follow.
And obviously energy's way on the stock market, you know, as well. So you wonder how much value that in itself would have. You know, if you could get, you know, this alcohol values, you know, gasoline values back to parity, back to where they were, or at least so there's a margin. You know, there again, you could offer some optimism, even if we don't get that, you know, right back to where we were right away. You know, the thought would be is, hey, maybe we can still save the season. Maybe we could have our maintenance out of the way and not have to shut down in August, September like we normally do.
Hudson would also like to see the equities stabilize.
It would be nice to see some optimism to see equities just stabilize. You look at the dollar, you know, it's caught a, you know, decent bounce here over the last week or so. And it's still, you know, the flight to quality, if there is any right now. So, you know, let's keep an eye on energy. China did announce they were going to start buying for their strategic petroleum reserve, so maybe that can help buoy prices, but yeah, it's going to be a tough road here in the next 30 days still.
The cattle and meat markets continue to struggle as well. Kleist Commodities market analyst Jacob Burks expects these meats to continue to struggle until demand picks up.
Very unfortunate pattern, but you know, you could kind of see the writing on the wall coming that the restaurant business and the food service industry is not pumping out like we used to. This is the total dynamics of how we use the meats and how we use perishable products is changing. And you know, when we go and you know, our cold storage went from being in the factories to now being at everybody's garage. And so, you know, we spread it out, we wiped it out, and then we built it right back up pretty quick.
Burke says right now the freezers are full, and that has changed the dynamics of the entire meat industry.
Yeah, our cold storage went from being in the factories to now being at everybody's garage. And so we had the ammunition to put it right back in. We got it. We filled those freezers back up, and now it comes to a grinding halt. It was a nice move to see it changing, but we really didn't change. Actually, our demand and volume of meat flow is going to be a lot less. It's just how it went, you know, and how the dynamics changed. We totally changed the infrastructure of the industry.
USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending March 26th shows beef sales of 18,200 metric tons. 26% more than the previous week and 10% more than the four-week average. Beef exports reported at 17,000 tons, with Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Mexico, and Canada being the primary destinations. Pork export sales reported at 38,200 tons, 1% less than the previous week, but 88% more than the four-week average. Pork exports are reported at 40,200 tons, down 17% from the previous week and 11% below the four-week average. Primary pork destinations are China, Mexico, Japan, South Korea, and Canada.
USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending March 26th says export sales of old crop corn are down 41% from the previous week and 13% below the four-week average at 1.07 million tons. New crop sales reported at 20,000 tons. Old crop soybean sales reported at 975,000 tons, 6% more than the previous week and 75% more than the four-week average. New crop soybean sales are reported at 114,000 tons. Old crop wheat sales were a marketing year low of 73,000 tons, down 90% from the previous week and 86% below the four-week average. New crop wheat sales reported at 186,000 tons.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has extended the open comment period regarding the Line 3 replacement project until April 10th. Telephone town hall meetings are also scheduled for public input, including a session this afternoon and Tuesday and April 9th. Minnesota Ag Energy Alliance spokesperson Chris Tiedemann says Enbridge expects to begin construction on this project later this year.
This is a $2.6 billion private investment in Minnesota with, 8,600 construction jobs, mostly Minnesota jobs. So as soon as we get through this corona scare, we're going to need this kind of investment to kickstart our economy. It's going to be a really great opportunity for the state after this is all done.
Tiedemann says Line 3 will also take pressure off the current transportation system, which is beneficial for agriculture. Details about the telephone town hall meeting are available on the MPCA website. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. In the recently passed CARES Act, $350 billion was allocated for Small Business Administration loans. This funding is intended to prevent layoffs and business closures during the coronavirus outbreak. Depending on how some provisions of the legislation are interpreted, this could potentially provide a lifeline for agricultural producers. As a result, 31 farm groups are calling on the SBA to include ag businesses in the Economic Disaster Loan Program included in the CARES Act.
Trading activity in dry edible beans is being described as slow to steady. USDA Market News says the grower price for pinto beans in the North Harvest region is $32 to $38 per hundredweight. Black beans are at $25 to $28, and navy beans are quoted at $28 to $30 per hundredweight. All of these classes are steady. With the previous week.
EPA has approved the use of isoxaflutol on genetically enhanced soybeans. This herbicide is already registered for corn in 33 states. The new use on soybeans is limited to specific counties in 25 states.
Taking a quick look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon, May Minneapolis wheat down 6.5 at 518. May Chicago wheat down 7.5 at 542.75. May corn down 1 at 333.75. December corn up 1.5 at 348.75. May beans down 4.75 at 858. November beans down 2 at 861.5. April live cattle down $4.50. June live cattle down $4.50 as well at 83.07. April feeder cattle down $6.75 at 110.67. May down $6.75 as well. April lean hogs down $4.50 at $44.70. Taking a quick look at the farm calendar, the South Dakota Farm Bureau hosting a webinar tonight at 7 o'clock on marketing grain and livestock during uncertain times. Mike Pearson of Ag News Daily will provide analysis, and the dial-in information can be found at sdfbf.org. This is the Red River Farm Network.